The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
Good morning, good morning.
These little town blues.
Francis Albert kicking us off this morning.
Are melting away.
We still have hope that New York will come back.
I'll make a brand new start of it. In old New York, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
There it is. Francis Albert with Joe on the radio. How you doing this morning? Good morning, good morning. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We are here at what a wild week this is for yours truly. Thank you for being with us, first and foremost. Love having you with us. We got a great show. Gordon Chang checking in. Gordon Chang speaking the truth. The man who gave us the truth from day one. Everybody now is talking about what? What Gordon Chang talked about originally. Where? On this program. Right here on this program. We break the news. We don't get credit. You got to notice. No one says, oh, where you could see Jon Stewart on Colbert talking about the Wuhan virus. We said those exact words on this show about a year ago. You know, oh, wow, you're a conspiracy guy. You're a right-wing nut. Right-wing nut. Oh, you're a guy. You're on Fox. Fox, you know, and so now Gordon is back. He will keep us alert. We should stay on alert against China. Putin is landing. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, is landing at about an hour and a half, and we'll cover everything for you. It's 7:30, and he's going to Geneva in Switzerland with President Biden, and. If I may, and help me out here with a phone call, it's all a distraction. It's a distraction because they have let China just run absolute rampant. And now we got Putin coming in, and we're telling Russia this, Russia that. Right? They're up. These folks who are, you know, from the Obama administration running the White House, you know, and they are like obsessed with Russia. And China, meanwhile, is steamrolling right over us, man. They really are. And look at this. This is from Twitter. And I like to stay positive and have some fun this morning. But this gentleman was right on the money. China already owns the USA, he says on Twitter. Been happening for 20 years. Only just recently are they installing socialist policies via their Democrat subjects in Washington. I got to tell you, that's their game plan. And you know what else? It's not me talking. You know, it's the gentleman on Twitter talking. And I think it's true because you know why? Because that's what China says to try to do. It's just to take down, not take down, but to kind of just come over, infiltrate, and take over America. And you have to respect that. And you have to fear that. And the fact that it's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. Then the question is, and the red flag is, excuse me, for being this, you know, I'm just questioning this morning because I wonder, it's like, why are they, what's this whole thing with Russia? It's because, was there one word against China? There would not be an investigation to where this virus started if we didn't push it. We started it on this program. On this program we started it because we had the guts to say it. And I appreciate our bosses at Salem allowing me to say it, you know, with Mr. Chang. And Peter Navarro jumped on too, said the same thing. You know, Peter and Gordon, they knew from day one. Now, the president wouldn't even look at it. He wouldn't even be mentioning it. I meant with, and I mean, for, and you know his handlers are going crazy when Biden goes, oh, I talked with Xi, the president of China. I talked with Xi for 2 hours. And then you and I went, did that know nothing about the virus, where it came from, what's happening next? Okay, we better pivot this. Let's make Putin the bad guy. And on the hacking allegedly coming from Russia, why do you think that's coming from Russia now? Why do you think all of that's happening now more than ever? It's because there's nobody in charge. They're steamrolling right over us. And the money, the stimulus money, allegedly, that is supposed to go to you and I, went overseas. They sent stimulus money overseas. And this is what makes me crazy. If I had the opportunity, if we had the wherewithal to do it here at the radio station, I would say, okay, all right, George, you go to, I don't know who George is, but I'd say, George, sound like a good news name. George, you in the newsroom. George, you go check out where the money's going. Where's that money going overseas? We heard, you know, why? But CBS does have the wherewithal to do it. NBC does. And so does ABC. Why don't they send somebody over? Where's the money going? It's going to hackers, I think, in somewhere where they're going to cut in. They're going to cut off our power. They're going to cut off the. I still drive by grids on the road. You know those things that look like a sci-fi fiction, sci-fi movie from the 1950s, a science fiction film. You know those big, when you go by the power grid, and it's got like a, this is my favorite. It's got a fence that's about 6 feet high with barbed wire on it. Like any, I could get over that fence. I mean, honestly, that's a power grid for your whole community, your whole neighborhood. Is there ever anybody ever guarding that? Have you ever seen anybody looking at that? Nothing. There's nothing. I'm telling you, there's nobody in charge. There's no one in charge. And the Russia thing, it's a whole distraction today. And Putin's going to eat Biden for lunch, for breakfast. He's going to eat Biden. Did you see the interview where he said, Putin said, look, you're talking about January 6th at the Capitol as an insurrection. Aren't they just protesters? Are they just not protesters like everybody else? You accuse me, Putin said, speaking of himself. Of killing people. What about Ashley Babbitt, the gal that died in January 6th? And she was killed. No one found out about that. Why was that? She was just a protester. Whether you agree with that or not, Putin's on it. This guy is on it. He's on it. He's alert. He's on it. He's vicious. He's smart. And he's calculating. Putin, and they think they're going to play this guy? Mm-mm. That's why you won't see a press conference with Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. Putin would smoke this guy. Biden, ugh, I'm tired of it, guys. What are we going to do? I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do except that we got to. This is the good news. When you see guys like Jon Stewart and you see gentlemen like Bill Maher making really good sense and just calling out their problem, like Bill Maher did a bit about progressivism. You know, it's where, you know, you're just so obsessed with political correctness, you don't even see the light of day. And it's so true. And when these folks, I told you, they've gone so far left in this country under this administration or this manufactured presidency, whatever it is, they've gone so far left, they got to come back. They have no choice but to come back. You know, and they know they're going to lose the House. By the grace of God, they'll lose the House. And then you take back the White House. And we could do it. We will do it. I really feel you can't be this vicious, you know. It's like, and then we have Juneteenth coming up. And, you know, I kind of, sure, absolutely Juneteenth. You know, when the slaves were, you know, the emancipation of the slaves, Juneteenth. I like that. Great, great. Meantime, they're taking away Columbus Day. And nobody says anything about it. They're putting statues up of George Floyd, but they're taking down statues of Christopher Columbus. Somebody help me out here. Somebody help me out. This is the Italians. You're going to stomp on the people who helped build the country, right? And then you're going to reach out and you're going to try to be politically correct. Boy, it is so time. It is just so time. And then they keep asking, and I keep telling you, how could you vote for Donald Trump? And then you look and you look at the person like, or they're going to say, oh, you're a Republican, you know? And then you say, well, and you are what, a Democrat? And this is what you're going to talk about? Hey, in the mayoral race in New York, how about that? Nicole Malliotakis, and Nicole will join us in 7 o'clock hour. She's backing who? Curtis Sliwa. That's huge. That is huge. I got news for you. Because I see chinks in the armor of the Democratic Party in New York. Because when I talked to Curtis the other day, he looks great, by the way. Looks great. Like he's in the game, you know? He's ready to fight. And he's a very smart man, Curtis Sliwa is. And he did this, he did that. And we were talking about it. Curtis said to me, you know, some of the stuff we've done in our past that just might have been dumb or just ridiculous or, you know, things, you know, but you can, it's okay to say, whoa, I love the city enough. You know, I love you enough. I love this country enough. Why I'm on the radio. What am I doing here for crying out loud? What am I doing getting up this early? Cause I feel it's a responsibility for crying out loud because our country's slipping away. It really is. And Curtis feels that way about New York, you know? So, and then I watch Eric Adams. I didn't like the way, you know, finding out more about Eric. He's the borough president in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn has just got real problems these days, you know. And then Eric isn't just, you know, he's just, for him just to go out and just to say lies, he told lies about a gentleman I have immense respect for, a law enforcement legend, Ray Kelly. And they talk about stop and frisk. Oh, stop and frisk was this. And then they're going up against Rudy Giuliani. And you're going like, everybody stop. Just stop for a second. Look when the town was doing great. It was under Mayor Giuliani, and then Michael Bloomberg took the mantle from Mayor Giuliani, and the city was in shape. As soon as you go to a quote-unquote Democrat, it all falls apart. It's an absolute mess. And we're shooting off fireworks, because I guess New York is back. We're shooting off fireworks. I think there is an opportunity to do an upset for someone really outside the box as mayor of New York. And it is vital that we do that. You've got to just turn it upside down and backwards. We'll talk to Nicole Malliotakis about that. Stephen Moore as well. You know, I keep asking Stephen Moore, inflation, what's going on? He seems to think we're holding steady. So Stephen, he is the resident scholar of economics and right here on the Piscopo show. So we'll see what's going on. Now, I have to step away at 8 o'clock. I'm going to step away because my son Michael is graduating high school, and we're going to go. I'm going to go over there. And you know, between you and I, because hopefully it's just you and I listening, who has a graduation 10 o'clock in the morning? Have you ever? Is that me? Is it me? It's like. Wait a minute. Don't you do it at night? Isn't high school graduation like at least later in the afternoon at night? 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I go. Oh, do we have reserve seats? No reserve seats. It's going to be a free-for-all. I will end up standing again. That's all I always do. I always stand, and I'll be in the back, but at least I'm going to see my son. And my son Joey is here. We're having a great time with Joey, big Joey. So my handsome son Joey doing such a great job. God bless. You know, doing so well. Just want your kids to do well, you know. So we're all going to go over to the school and watch Michael graduate. And then birthday tomorrow, coming on the air. You know, and I talked to my sister Carol yesterday. And I said, you know, I should take my birthday off. I should, like, sleep past 4 o'clock in the morning, God forbid, you know? And Carol said, no, no, you're doing the right thing. You go on the air because that radio fam, that's your family on the radio. Carol said that, and that's exactly the way I felt. And that's why I'm coming on the air tomorrow. I'm going to have some fun tomorrow. We'll celebrate the birthday for the old guy, you know? And now that's Otis with me. So it's so we're going to be on the air. We'll have some fun tomorrow, and we're going to just, you know, to go through the day, and then I'll be with my mom all day, and then Friday I'll take off so I can be with the family. As we roll into Father's Day, and to fathers everywhere, we love you, and we wish you all the very, very best. You really mean so much to the family. Don't let them tell you, because you and I, Jerry Seinfeld had the funniest thing about fathers. We're like the deflated Mylar balloon, you know, that's been in the house for like a week or so, and it's just kind of hanging around. You know, that's the way dads are, you know. We get no respect. Who's that? Oh, that's dad. Yeah. Oh, can I have some money? That's sure. You know, you're just hanging around. Not true. The reason you hear people say this, and you hear Salem Media talking about it, and Larry, my dear friend Larry Elder talking about it, that dad is so vital in the house. You need the father in the home as the backbone The mothers are the head of the family, but you definitely need the dads there. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. We'll go to the guys in a second. And Debbie Duhame's out there. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Joe?
Good.
Fathers are so important, yes.
Yeah. They forget, especially, you know, in tough areas where their dads just, a lot of the dads are not there. And then there's no consequence. If there's no consequence, you're going to get like New York, like the way New York is today, because there's no consequence. So you need some time. Man, I can remember my dad. If I was doing something wrong, my pop would take care of business, you know. And that's what I feared more than anything else in the world, you know. Deb, 20 minutes after 6, we're going to have some fun time. Birthday day tomorrow, and then we'll roll into Father's Day. Big weekend, and kick off right into the summer, kid. We're back, and we're locked, and we're loaded. And Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the FDR Drive. Problems on the FDR Drive northbound up through the 100s. It looks like the right lane is blocked with a collision. Southbound Harlem River Drive busy through the 120s. A problem now on the Deegan. The Deegan southbound, right at the Cross Bronx. It's an accident, so traffic is moving solely northbound Deegan at the Cross Bronx. Emergency activity because of the southbound accident. Westbound Bruckner slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge. Let's go over to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB and the Lincoln still very light. Holland about 10 minutes getting into town. 1 and 9 northbound is still closed over by Southwood Ave. Getting into Linden, it's all due to an accident investigation of an accident involving a fatality. That happened around midnight, and crews are still at the scene with that ongoing investigation. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high going up to 80 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Hey, Route 22 Toyota is open for business. You know what? They are adhering to all the CDC guidelines, but if you need a car, you got to go over there. You know what? You don't got to deal with dummies. I always tell you that. But Alex Kinsella will give you deals that you can't believe. And the state-of-the-art service center is spectacular. So you need to, let's say you need an oil change, right? Let's say you need something with your tires or whatever it is. It's all there at Route 22 Toyota, and they're adhering to all the CDC guidelines. Now, when I tell you 0% APR financing for qualified buyers up to 60 months, zero down leases, I tell you. How about this one I keep telling you? 0% interest up to 5 years. 0% interest or zero down leases, this is the smart way to buy, and you don't have to deal with dummies. Let me give you the number, okay? Because it'll help if you call over there and say, I heard you on Joe's show. What could you do for me? Alex Kinsella, the whole team is there waiting for you. They'll take care of you the way they took care of Al, the way they took care of my sister Carol, my buddy Captain Frank. I tell you, everybody's going over there. It's 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Call for details, you know, and you'll get driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. It's Route 22 Toyota. No dummies. 855-621-9949. And it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hey, you know me. I'm Curtis Sliwa. And I'm running for mayor of New York City on the Republican line to save our city. But in order to do that, I need your vote in the Republican primary June 22nd. Remember, early voting starts at your local polls in the five boroughs on June 12th to June 20th. I've never asked you for a favor, but now I am. I need your vote. Go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hello, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 6:24 in New York in the morning, and I love telling you about Relief Factor every single day because are you going to do it this morning? You're going to go to relieffactor.com? You are, right? Relieffactor.com? Relieffactor.com? Are you going to call? You going to call? You going to call? I'll be your annoying friend, but I got to tell you, I want you out of pain. And you're in pain, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. Great Father's Day gift, I'm telling you. If you order and then you print out what the order is and said, Dad, this is going to be here in a couple of days, and I want you to try Relief Factor. Joe Piscopo has been talking about it forever. You see Joey on TV, and you know what? If it works for him, it's going to probably work for you. And that's what I'm saying. Give it a shot. And all you got to do, and but what a great Father's Day gift. It's only $19.95. Come on. Come on. You can't beat that. Less than $20 for the 3-week quick start. I tell you, and it works. It works for me, and I think it'll work for you. It'll work for Dad, work for Mom, or Granddad, or Grandpa. Mom, you know what? Because if I gave myself 3 weeks, like I said, I'll do this in 3 weeks, my pain will be gone. In 5 days, my pain was gone, and it's still gone with Relief Factor. Love Relief Factor. Love Pete and Seth Talbot. Great guys. And I think you owe it to yourself and to your family to go to ReliefFactor.com, okay? ReliefFactor.com. Or again, call, please, 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, I feel the earth move under my feet.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Carol King, the genius of Carol King, right there, 625 with Joe on the radio. Brian Zagan is producing this morning. Big Al is here. Debbie is here. We got Kara doing graphics. Who's doing the phones today, boys?
Kara is doing the phone today.
She's unbelievable. I tell you, I appreciate this guy works so hard for us, and we appreciate that. Joseph Billy is on a well-deserved vacation, and Al, good to have you there. And you got good the morning. Bag. You got the bag for Jennifer. You got the bag.
Yes,
you got the bag. Get the bag.
Get the bag, Norton. Get the bag.
Did you put $100 bill in it just to be kind of cute?
Here's no, I didn't, because it was shipped. And when the doorbell rang yesterday, she fell over herself to get to the door to sign it. I've never seen somebody so excited. You know what? It was one of those things where I did not want to spend the money on buying this thing for her, but turned 50 once, and the delight in her eyes of getting it and ordering it was worth, everything. So, also, it comes a week early, takes a little pressure off of me for next week.
You're so lucky. First of all, she looks great at 50. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, I mean, a pocketbook, I used to have to buy houses. Cars,
well, she wanted a car. She wanted a car. I said, that's a little much. And the funny part was she gets the bag. She has this whole unveiling. And then she takes it and she puts it around her arm and she gives me a hug. And I said, are you leaving this around your arm permanently? Are you going to put it down at some point?
You guys are so cute. I swear to goodness. Yeah, that is great. So, hold on to it, baby.
It's nice. Listen. It made her happy, and that's a good thing. And, meanwhile, I was limping around yesterday because I'm really the most uncoordinated individual on the face of the planet. So I go for my walk yesterday. We had to wait for an inspection for the mini split air conditioners that were put in, the plumbing and electrical. So I had to wait for the electrical guy to come. 10 seconds, he was there about 12:30, 12:15. So I said, all right, let me go take my walk, and then I'll come back, and I'll take a nap. So I do my walk. I do 3 miles. I come back. I take a shower. I go to get in the bed to take a nap, and I'm a little sweaty, whatever, from my shower. It was hot. The cat is there, one of the cats, and the cat kind of moves in one way, and I'm trying to get in the bed, and then I try to dodge the cat, and I slipped out of the bed like a fat piece of garbage that I am, and I banged my little toe, my little piggy, right against the bedpost, and I thought I broke it.
That's great.
And I'm howling in pain, and everybody hears this thump on the second floor, and my mother-in-law is hard of hearing, is screaming. I'm saying, "You all right? Everything okay?" Meanwhile, I'm like, I pulled a muscle on my left side of my rib.
No,
I'm the only person who can fall, and my limbs go in every direction. I look like an idiot.
But the cat's there licking his paws.
The cat's a jerk. Yeah, the cat's a jerk.
They don't even care. That's a typical cat move.
My female cat, she's great. The male cat double stuff. He's a jerk. So I'm in pain. My foot is killing me. Lord. And then I wake up, and then hours later, I look at my toe, and it's swollen. There's like a bruise there. I'm like, please don't tell me I broke this. And I move it, and it's not, it hurts, but it's not, I know it's not broken. It's not broken. It's just, it's fine. Right. It's a little, it's much better today, but God, I'm an idiot. I really am.
No, listen, we all do that, but watch those cats.
You don't fall the way I fall. By the way, The selfie with you and your son at the ShopRite, fantastic. I mean,
you really
capture Americana. My son is here, and we're shopping for fruit. I mean, it's, come on.
We went. He is so much fun because he will do that stuff. And now,
right.
I got to decorate. You know me with the decorations.
More
if it's a, you know, no, I do the whole thing.
No,
I do the whole thing with for the graduation. You know, so I kind of got Joey into that. Help me out here.
Yeah, the balloons, like, the this. Yeah, oh, no, please, I got to get the paper plates
ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
I ordered everything way ahead of time. I took care of everything. I got all the cards. I take care of everything. Yeah. And then I said, I got to get a cake, a graduation cake, right? So, of course, we go to the ShopRite because they have those good cakes over there. They're really good. So I go over there. So me and Joey walking down. And we've been, you know, pals for like ever. Really my best buddy. So thank you, Al. It was just great. This is great.
It was nice. And as soon as I saw the picture, I went, oh, ShopRite. All right. See, that's when you know you're getting older, when you recognize the supermarkets by name.
It's, well, not only that, and when you go there with your son as opposed to a bar or something.
Right,
let's go have a drink. Let's go have a drink. No,
I gotta go to ShopRite. Let's go get oat milk, and we'll get some salad.
Almond milk. The girls got me on almond. You got to get almond milk. All right,
it's good. Actually, almond milk is good.
I know.
I use it. Very good.
Let me go to Charlie. Professor Finch is checking in. Charlie, how are you this morning, my friend?
Congratulations, Michael Piscopo. Wonderful news, Joe, and best to all your family from the heart.
Thank you, sir.
So Big Al's news reports are invaluable every day, especially the oil market reports. Yesterday, Al reported that prices are skyrocketing. Why, Joe? Because the market is anticipating oil shortages due to the Biden green policies. Now, what Joe Piscopo did Joe Biden actually accomplish on climate change with all his bleedings, in my view, from the G7 nations? Nothing. They rejected him on clean coal in America, on dirty coal in China. Why? Because of the success with the Trump vaccines. They have to open up. They need energy to open up their industries after a year and a half of the COVID lockdown. Now Biden is meeting with Putin. Russia has one industry. Guess what it is? Energy. Under President Trump's policies, we became energy independence, which lowered prices, put the squeeze on the Russians. What does Biden come and do? He shuts down the Keystone Pipeline. Big surprise that the intelligence community, which we cannot believe, the deep state tells us that Russian hackers were behind the shutdown, as John Katzimatidis well knows, of the 5,000-long-mile Eastern pipeline, for which they had to pay ransomware, right? Now, is this a big surprise, Joe? After the Russia hoax for 4 years, the deep state tried to tell us that Vladimir Putin is Superman and capable of all this stuff. What would Putin's reaction be? Remember when SpongeBob Mueller on that Friday afternoon indicted those 12 Russian companies, which he knew we could never touch, right? The hacking companies. Yeah. And then a federal judge shut those cases down.
Yeah.
This is the biggest scam. And it continues with the Durham hoax. Yeah. And we're supposed to be back Biden against Putin. You know, our entire deep state has emboldened Putin. One more thing, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow is the 49th anniversary of the Watergate burglary, and for your birthday, why don't we discuss why President Nixon didn't burn the tapes? Onward and forward.
Charlie, you're the man. Listen, if you listen to Professor Finch there, now Charlie is a very, very educated man, and I know him through Dr. Rock Positano, and he's an art critic and very famous in his community. Everything he said, if you listen to Charlie and you layer it out, if that's not breaking the news down in such a perfect way, we appreciate that, Professor. We call him the Professor. Yeah, it is everything he said. But it's upsetting. Let me go to another phone call before we break. But I got to tell you, and I see the tweets and I see what you're saying, is that everything that you thought was going to go wrong under this administration is going wrong. You know, and you may have had criticisms about the past administration, but you knew it was better for America than what's in there now. And now it's so true. This, what they call the deep state, if you don't want to sound conspiratorial, you can call them lifelong bureaucrats. They have taken over. They're entrenched in Washington. They got the past president out. You can't tell me that was. And what my question is, if someone just tweeted, we're all going to be off Twitter before long. It's going to be irrelevant, trust me. But right now, we kind of have no choice. And until we get these other platforms up and running, we have to use Twitter. And one gal just said, the Republicans aren't doing a thing. And I'm putting it nicely the way she said it on Twitter another way. She said, the Republicans are not doing, they don't fight. They're not aggressive. They're not on the offensive. They're always on the defensive, the Republicans. Where are they? What are they doing? They should be bringing all this out. And, you know, and you've got the outlets now. You've got this outlet. You got Fox News, really, for the most part, really. You got Newsmax. One American News is pushing hard. Newsmax is pushing hard. But get out there, man. You got to bring everything forth, and you got to be smart about it. And I'm telling you, because what Charlie says is right. They're just taking it over. This whole thing with Putin, this is what Biden did. He allowed them to open up a pipeline in Russia. He killed tens of thousands of jobs in the United States of America. And they're treating Biden like he's the president of all presidents. And now he's going to meet with the president of Russia. He's the one who kowtowed to Vladimir Putin, not Donald Trump. It's Biden who just folded and dropped sanctions on Iran so they could send weapons to Hamas so they can now. And again, now they're flying these incendiary balloons from Gaza to Israel. It's starting all over again. And yet Israel is the bad guy. And no one says anything in the press about it. And they let Rashida Tlaib and they let Ilhan Omar have the spew hate and back terror groups like Hamas. You tell me that we weren't right. You tell me that we didn't know that this was going to happen. It's exactly, we knew it was going to happen. The problem is the press is hook, line, and sinker in this, and China is just laughing. Where is President Xi, by the way? Where's he been, you know? Oh, he'll be at the G20. I tell you what, G20. You could call that the G20. Forget about it. Let me go to Anthony on the phone before we break, guys. Hi, Anthony. How you doing this morning?
Joey! Yo!
How are you, baby?
What's up?
How are you, pal?
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you,
my Father's
friend.
Day.
Oh, thank you,
and
brother.
And your son, good for him.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're going to get it back. Don't worry about it. I like that guy, Keyway. What's Curtis Keyway? I like him. I think he'd make a great mayor. And tell Al I said hello. I love you. We're going to get back.
God, you're the best. You're right. Anthony, thank you.
Keyway.
Curtis
got a new name.
First of all, Anthony, thank you. I love that he's so fired up. He's listening every morning. And you're absolutely right. We will be back. And we will tell Curtis Keyway. We will tell him that.
I can't wait to tell him. I wonder if he wears an orange beret instead of a red one. Curtis Keyway. Or maybe it's kiwi colored.
Hey, but I tell you, you know what that tells you? That Anthony is a man of the people. He really is.
Right.
And he knows, and he looks to Curtis, and that's Curtis' strength, are the people in the streets.
Right.
So Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Keyway. We don't know. We don't know what his political aspirations are, which way he leans.
Is he going against Elwick? He's going against Elwick Adams.
Are they all Elmer Fudd people? I mean, come on. Eric.
Because of Kuiway.
Listen, Eric Adams just said yesterday New York City a sanctuary city.
Eric Adams. Yeah, that'll go over.
He wants to make New York City a sanctuary city. Now, listen, I like Eric Adams, but how could you possibly vote for him if you're saying that he's going to make New York City a sanctuary city? How could you do that?
For some reason, they're going so far left, and I don't understand it, because so far left has destroyed this city. The regressive socialist ways of Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo jumped on that bag and that wagon. And you know what? I got to tell you, it's ruining the city.
Yep.
Ruined the city.
100%.
We know. You know it, and I know it. And you know what? You're listening, you know.
Curtis Keyway knows it, too.
And Curtis Keyway. And Elwick Adams, but he better come around. Otherwise, he's going to lose. Elwick.
I have never heard Curtis referred to as Curtis Keyway. That's fantastic.
I'm hunting rabbits.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's too early. See, you didn't get my tea reference earlier. Remember?
Bugs Bunny?
No, remember in the Hunt for an October when they were all discussing how the political officer died?
He said, Bunny. I'm doing Bugs Bunny. Excuse me.
More tea, anyone?
This is a monumental moment. Bugs Bunny's laugh. Come on. That's Mel Blanc. Thank you very much.
That's good. I like
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
You need to use that more.
Yeah, right. The Bugs Bunny laugh. Hey, and Curtis Keyway could use Elmer Fudd. Hey, 6:39. It's too early to go. You can think I'm only on 2 hours this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a mess. An absolute mess. All right. Al's got the news just for yous. What are you looking at? Hey, oh, hey, 6:39. Al's on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters had to make some dramatic rescues this morning from a Hell's Kitchen apartment building that went up in flames. One of those taken from a five-story building on West 50th Street. An 83-year-old woman who had been sleeping when the alarms went off around 1 a.m. Firefighters took her from a third-floor apartment in a bucket truck. One injury has been reported. No word what ignited the fire. A group of New Jersey mayors speaking out against the state's bail reform and saying it makes fighting gun crime nearly impossible. Patterson Mayor Andrew Saig says at times it's like swimming upstream, given how many illegal guns are on the street. The group is calling for an emergency order and eventually amended legislation so that judges can lock up anyone allegedly involved in a gun crime. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, Trenton Mayor Reed Gusioria also took part in the rally. New Jersey first enacted bail reform around 4 years ago. In sports, Nets beat the Bucks 114-108 in Brooklyn in Game 5. Brooklyn now leads that series 3-2. The Lightning topped the Islanders 4-2 in Tampa in Game 2 of their semifinal series. That's now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 set for Thursday in Uniondale. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-5 in Buffalo, while the Mets edge the Cubs 3-2 at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the northern state, heading westbound at Willis Avenue. It's an accident getting out through Nassau County. Kind of busy on the Deegan south at the Cross Bronx with an accident just cleared away. Cross Bronx westbound, very busy through 3rd Avenue. Watch for delays on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's an accident there. Westbound belt slowing down right by Sunrise Highway with a collision as well. Inbound GWB, 10 minutes in. Lincoln 10, Holland up to a 20-minute delay. 21 southbound, watch for some stop-and-go traffic down through South Street in Newark. 1 and 9 just being reopened as you head northbound up through Linden. That accident investigation of a fatal accident just cleared away. That happened around midnight, and crews were at the scene all night. Let's go out to 84 westbound, out by 684 in Brewster. A collision being clear. Partly cloudy today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Michael's of Brooklyn is open 100%. And you want to go, and I'm going to give you the number. It's 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. 100% capacity. Right there, Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You're going to love it. When you walk in, you feel like you're like home. Like it's those, remember the Sunday dinners Mama used to make, huh? Remember those dinners in the middle of the day? Everybody gathered around the kitchen table, around the dining room table. That's the way you feel. Fred is there. The family is there. And Michael himself and Johnny and Marianne. And now this. I love this, that you could join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. I love this. Sauce of the Month Club. So you could receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for 6 months. Each month you could receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca and, of course, their fresh marinara. Family owned and operated, and I can attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes. Everything made from scratch. You're going to love it. The ambiance is great. The Italian-American authenticity is right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And here's where you go. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join that Sauce of the Month Club, michaelsofbrooklyn.com, or call 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
For your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, let me tell you about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. We are going to be there on the 28th and 29th of this month. By the way, June 27th, the 27th to the 30th, there is the it's the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference. And it's put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. And what they do, they partner law enforcement agencies with educators, community leaders, families to create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, and violence. They are committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. It's exactly what we need right now at this time. Registration is now open for the 4-day conference at the Hard Rock Hotel. That is June 27th through the 30th. You're going to love it. This is such a great event, and I've been there the last few years I've been there, and I absolutely love it. Now, this year, we did a couple years ago, we're going to be broadcasting from there. My son Mikey's playing down there. The Beast Street Band's going to be down there. That is on the 28th, but you got to sign up to be a part of it. But, and more importantly, it just builds goodwill. It builds all these terrible things that happen throughout our communities. By the way, it's not just these stressed areas. It's all in the suburbs. You know it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's all join together. Get our educators, get our community leaders together with law enforcement, and let's bring this country back. LeadDrugs.org, LEADRUGS, LeadDrugs.org. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Bishop on the radio. We got this. We got this. Gordon Chang's coming up in the next hour. Oh, yeah. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis in the next hour as well. Backing Curtis Sliwa. That's big news. Big news. And Stephen Moore is going to check in. And we keep holding on. Stephen, he's the resident scholar of economics for the Piscopo Show. Come on now. But he says we're going to be okay. I worry so much about inflation because prices are just skyrocketing. And Jen, and then I'm going to go to Mikey's graduation because they got it 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. I've never heard it that much. It's always in the afternoon. But, you know, hey, who am I to argue? Jen Kearns will be on with Al. And Assemblyman Robert Auth will join us later. And Michael Goodwin will come in the 9 o'clock hour. So we want you to keep it right there, you know. And apparently Vladimir Putin has landed. And he's in Geneva. Now, is Biden there already, Al? I guess Biden's there already.
I believe he is there already. So it's about noon local time in
does
Geneva right now.
Does he know that he's there, Al?
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
What's
sorry,
that? No, Curtis Kiway is there.
Does Biden know that he's there?
I don't think he knows.
Hey,
I think they just,
what?
Where am I? I want to watch Judge Judy. Okay, Mr. President, we'll put her on.
God forbid. We joke. We kid. We joke. But maybe not. So Putin is there. Okay. Got
yes.
It.
He just landed. They just took him off the plane, and he is on his way to his hotel or whatever it is. I mean, they're making a big production out of it. The plane landed. There's some covered, gate arm that comes out. You know, you can't even see the guy exiting the plane. I mean, come on. Enough already.
I know. What's he flying?
Regular jumbo jet, you know.
No, is it big jet, big jumbo jet?
Yeah, big jumbo jet. Sort of like Air Force One, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do separate press conferences after it's over. So apparently Putin's going to speak first, and then Biden's going to speak afterwards.
Yeah.
They were going to do a joint press conference, but apparently the White House does not want to elevate
Putin.
Boy, did
they nix that quickly?
And so they're going to do it separately. So
I'm looking now at a picture of Vladimir Putin. Man, oh, man, I got to tell you something. And he looks great. He's like 68 years old. Is that what
president?
That?
Yeah, what president parades around on a horse with no shirt on? I mean, this guy's like, he still plays hockey.
Saying,
I'm looking at the guy, and he's got that smile and that benign look on his face.
Yeah.
This guy is
meanwhile, he knows
he's
everything.
He's lethal. He's lethal. Yeah. Oh, my God. And he could eat Biden for lunch. I mean, this guy, you got to and they're using him as
not
a distraction
literally.
Because they don't want to deal. They don't want to deal with China, you know.
Right.
But, man, but Xi, too, the same way. Xi with a nice smile, looks very benign and everything. Yeah. These guys are, oh, they are powerful.
Gotta watch out for them.
You really do. You got to watch it. And they know exactly what they're doing every step of the way. And this guy, Putin, I'm in front of Biden every single step of the way. And you telling me and you explain to me, like I keep saying, you're going to go, why would Joe Biden open up the pipeline so Russia could give oil and gas to Germany? How in the name of God, what reasoning is that? And where's the press on this? Where's the press on this? For God's sake, how do you open it up? And then you kill tens of thousands of jobs in the XL pipeline. You take away all our independence on it, with energy. And we hand it off to Russia. Hand it off. So now that isn't that worse than anything that that Pelosi accused Donald Trump of in the Mueller probe? Isn't it anything worse than that? You opened up a pipeline. You're giving Russia all this power. And then to lift the sanctions from Iran. This is Biden's presidency. You help me out here. No one's saying anything about it. There's not a talking head, except if you listen to John Roberts, he was on with my buddy Brian Kilmeade was on, did a great job. Brian always does a great job on Fox News primetime, you know. And Brian went to John Roberts. John Roberts is so smart. Al, I know you track these good journalists, and John Roberts is one of the great journalists, and he broke it right down like that. They are being honest. All the mainstream media. The big cats at the networks, there's no talking head that decipher this. They will not say anything bad about Biden. They just won't say anything bad about it. Go after that. Oh, and then this. Please, don't get me fired. See, I'm getting fired up already. And I know we got a break, but I got to tell you, I'm watching. I'm with Joey, and I said, well, let me do some homework here and see what's going on in the news here. So we put on, and I always put the network news on. And I said to my son, I'm going to start yelling at the TV, so just don't let that be a distraction. But the second I go to mainstream media, I start yelling. And sure enough, I put one of the network news shows on. They showed this. I swear to God, they did this. They show President Trump with Putin and how bad it was, how Trump sold out America. That was the story. That was the story. And then they had some Russia, quote unquote, Russia expert saying how bad it was what Donald Trump did. What in the name of God has that got to do with Biden selling out America to Vladimir Putin? Nowadays, with the pipeline, with Iran, with everything else. What you tell me what that has to do. But they got to put Trump up and they got to take a shot at Trump. And it's disgraceful. But the scary is they still got those millions of viewers. And you and I got to work so hard to stay on our game. And I know you are. And we will get it back, because that is wrong. That's unprofessional. And I'm being kind. It's unprofessional. It's unobjective, and it's slanted. And it's propaganda. It's propaganda against the United States of America. That's exactly what that is. That they're using, it's like you're watching, Pravda. You're watching the KGB, the way they talk about it in glowing terms, and they're always going to go after Donald Trump. Let's look what Joe Biden did. That's a simple suggestion. And I know you're on top of it, and thank God for that. Debbie's on top of the traffic for you this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening here on the westbound BQE. Moving slowly, getting down toward the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident. A couple of cars collided over there. It's still busy on the Cross Bronx West through Castle Hill Avenue. Watch for volume on the Van Wyck northbound, getting up toward Main Street as well. We're still seeing some volume on the Northern State westbound at Willis Ave. An accident pushed off to the shoulder. Southern State Parkway westbound at Straight Path. An accident out through West Babylon. Inbound GWB up to a 25-minute delay to that upper level. Lincoln 20, Holland about 25 to 30. 80 eastbound out by exit 19 in Alamuchi. It's an accident involving a bus, so do watch out for some ongoing activity there. 1 and 9 reopened northbound, getting up through Southwood Ave in Linden. That earlier accident investigation cleared. And 84 west at 684 in Brewster, an accident in the left lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through, because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics, which is why I urge you to watch a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version and DVD, go to salemnow.com, buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you. Go to salemnow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Bright sunshine today with a refreshing breeze and low humidity, high 79. Then tonight will be clear and cool with a low of 58 in Midtown, but 44 to 49 in some of the cooler areas of the Hudson Valley and northwest New Jersey. Plenty of sunshine and pleasant tomorrow, high again 79. Friday sunshine mixing with some clouds and warm, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, born from tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. The foundation is bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, and to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders this year to honor the fallen. Frank Siller is connecting. You know what? On foot, where America was attacked, the Pentagon, Shanksville, and downtown Manhattan, where he arrives the morning of 9/11. This is so awesome and so important and so vital. And we appreciate your support so much, because thanks to your support, Towers of Light are going to fill the light sky at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials this year. So they got those towers of light into the sky. Thanks to you. We can't do it without you. People we lost to 9/11 related illnesses are being honored at a ceremony September 12th, and that is for the first time. And another first is planned for Veterans Day. Those lost in the War on Terror are having their names read aloud. Please honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org, and we thank you.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Al can't dance. He's got a busted toe now, man, so he can't be dancing.
I can hobble.
Will you call Dr. Rock, please? He'll take care of it like in a minute, you know?
It's not busted. It's feeling better now. Yeah, yesterday was far worse.
How many people
worse.
Say that all the time? It's not busted. You're going to walk around limping around.
No, I'm
and
not
before
limping.
Before you know it, you're going to have this.
I'm not limping. Huh? It's just, it's sore.
No
That's
pain.
All.
No pain, just sore.
Trust
no,
me,
no.
If it was broken, I'd know it.
I worry about you, darling.
Well,
you
thank you. I appreciate you. That. Honey. We're more worried about
you
Curtis Cleway.
You got your wife Excuse a beautiful designer bag. What yeah. What's Al going to get back?
I got nothing. I turned 50 last year. I got a drive-by and people blowing a horn. That's great. Yeah. Here you go. Happy wife, happy life, right?
You're a good husband. Hey, Joe on the radio, going into Father's Day. How cool is that? Father's Day, and we salute fathers everywhere. My birthday tomorrow, but ooh, I got to stop counting them, I'll tell you what. But we're going to have some fun.
You want a Louis Vuitton bag? Is that what you want?
We need it. Yeah. You got something for me? Hey, Gordon Chang coming up. You do not want to miss Gordon Chang and Nicole Malliotakis. And Stephen Moore coming up on the show. And we're coming right back.
News, opinion,